Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN 720 WGN, John Hansen in for Bob Surratt till 9 o'clock this morning. Elise Klink will take it over from there. She's in for John Williams. Right now we got Paul Nolte on the line. He's the senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, great to chat with you. I when we talk about the state of our economy, the state of life as we know it, it's like this strange juxtaposition. We've got good news of a vaccine, of course, and that's helpful. We got good news of somewhat of stimulus checks that's going to help some people. But, of course, we still have all these underlying bad news conditions with unemployment. We're still getting higher reports than we would want to get. And that just makes things so strange. For right now, where are we going from here, you know?
No, you're absolutely right, and that is one of the biggest issues that we have is the need for stimulus has been there for a long time, but my point has been, if you don't have the ability to use the stimulus, what's the point of having it? And I know that sounds kind of strange, but, you know, if you cannot go out to a restaurant, you can't go to the museum, you can't go to the ballpark or whatever, you can't spend those dollars, what's the point of having the dollars? I understand for restaurants, they need to have funds in order to keep the doors open, pay some employees, but we're in a position where that stimulus would be extremely helpful were the economy to open, and we could spend those dollars and get the money moving around in the economy. And we saw that with the first stimulus. It helped out a lot. What happened was a lot of those dollars got saved. So a lot of those the stimulus dollars didn't get spent because there really wasn't a place to spend it other than Amazon and maybe Walmart. So that was an issue. And until we get the service part of the economy open, we're going to be limping along for quite some time. And that's really going to be the key. And I'm hoping that the vaccine is going to allow that to happen sometime in the early first quarter.
Boy, you bring up such a great point there about where you end up spending that stimulus money, because you're right. If you're just going to spend it where you've been spending other money, that makes sense. You got to get groceries to feed people. Well, the grocery stores aren't the ones struggling right now. And so it doesn't really do much to jumpstart any other sector of the economy. And I imagine, Paul, especially since it took so long to get any more, a lot of the stimulus money is just going to be going to paying off debt.
And that's what we saw. I mean, when you take a look at revolving credit has fallen through the floor, which means that nobody's really using it. They are paying cash or they're paying down their debt. And from a long-term perspective, it's healthy. I mean, you'd like to have the consumer have a healthy balance sheet so that when the economy does open up, they have room to put add credit and purchase things on credit and so on. So, I mean, from a perspective, that is a healthy thing. The drawback is, where is all that debt now? It's sitting on the Fed, on the government's balance sheet. And at some point, the theory is, at least the old theory, is that that's going to have to get paid down at some point. So we very well may be facing higher taxes 5 years, 10 years down the road as we face a very, very large deficit. So there's ramifications to all of this, and I think ultimately, we really need to get to a place where the economy can open and we can function as we have, a year, 2 years, 3 years ago. And that will go a long way in solving and helping out a lot of those businesses and a lot of those people that have been furloughed for a year, 9 months or so far.
Paul, if you look at your 401k or your savings or E-Trade account, whatever the case may be, whatever you have, you might be happy, right? Like, it's been a great bull market here the last few months. December has ticked up just a little bit. So you're thinking great, and you're thinking, okay, well, we're not going to get these vaccines here soon. All these things that you mentioned, these economies are going to open up. It's going to be great. But is a lot of that baked in? Like, are the numbers this good because people already anticipate that? Meaning that when all these things open up, when the vaccine gets more widely distributed, the good news is already baked into what you have.
No, that's true. And it's, you know, it's kind of the one of the maxims on Wall Street, you buy the rumor, sell the news. And so what we're trying to do with clients is taking some of those profits off the table and rebalancing portfolios as we come into end of the year, beginning of next, and getting portfolios back to, say, a 50-50 mix, as an example, and selling the profits that we've gotten in the equity markets over the last 6 to 9 months or so, and get those back to where they should be. So, in essence, we're selling some stocks, buying some bonds here, because inevitably we will see a market decline. We got one of 10% or so back in September. We'll see more 10% declines in the markets going forward. We'll see maybe a 15 or 20% decline in the next year or two. That's just the market breathing. That's what happens in the equity markets. And it's hard to predict when that will happen. So when it does happen, you rebalance the portfolios. After you've been given a good run like we've had, you take a little off the equity side, put it over on the fixed income side. The markets fall 10, 20%. You take some off the fixed income and buy the equities. And so that's really what you really don't want to try to time it, because it's incredibly difficult to do and it gets very emotional.
Yes.
When you do that. So it's better to have a regular plan in place.
Yeah, that's why I need you and the folks over at Kingsview Wealth Management, because, you know, it's funny because you have a portfolio of stocks and buy whatever you have. And it's weird because good news for a lot of people is sometimes bad news for certain tech stocks, right? As we start to maybe move away from the technology that we've gotten used to at stay at home. So I imagine your advice is not to try and play this thing day by day, but to have a widespread look at everything so that you can kind of grow as one.
No, that's true. And, you know, certainly we did have a fair amount of technology exposure in the summer months, and we've taken that off as you said, we're now anticipating the economy opening to be a much broader economy and economic growth that will benefit more industries and businesses. So as we travel, et cetera, those businesses will do well. So we have reduced our technology exposure and increased our exposure to trucking companies, industrials, and travel-related type of companies. That should benefit the next 2 or 3 years as we, quote-unquote, get back to normal over that time frame. So, again, it's a longer-term look as opposed to, what are we doing today versus what did we do yesterday?
Yeah, for sure. Paul Nolte, Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Where can people go to find out more information about all that you do?
We can go to kingsview.com, and you can also get a hold of me on email at pnolte@kingsview.com.
Paul, great to chat with you. Thanks for stopping on by today. We appreciate it, as always.
Enjoy the holiday. Thank you so much.